Welcome to the Rhino Report with Ryan Rhino DeCicco here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. And now here's Ryan Rhino DeCicco.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, May 9th, 2016, and we are coming to you today live from the RWB Network Studios across all of CRN Digital Talk Radio. I hope you guys had a nice weekend. See, me, not so much. I had to watch my New York Islanders lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning. That's never fun. I hate losing to teams in Florida. But that's okay. We'll move on. We'll have a good offseason. We'll retool a little bit, and we'll be back next year. But congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Good series, I guess, for you guys. But hey, it happens. You never want to lose, or you never want the team that beat you to lose in the next round. So I hope Tampa Bay goes on to win the whole thing. Otherwise, I'd kind of feel like a Ted Cruz supporter, I guess. Also, didn't get to watch Game of Thrones, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll watch it tonight, so nobody spoil it for me. And, well, today's Monday, so without further ado, let's head to today's headlines. The battle of bad nicknames heats up over the weekend as the DNC unleashes their new nickname for Donald Trump. Also, a new internal survey by the AFL-CIO shows unionized workers flocking to board the Trump train, and it's not just because Hillary can't use a Metro card. Also, college commencement season is upon us, and we have a list of some of the worst speakers that will be giving keynote addresses. These speakers will have you skipping the commencement speech, heading straight for the frat party just before you go to the unemployment line. Also, UVA, the Center for Politics, releases its first electoral college predictions. And the Constitution State, Connecticut, has plans to take away even more guns without due process. So we have a lot to get to today on today's show. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country and the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You know, we say the Pledge of Allegiance on every episode of the Rhino Report. Those of you who know the show, you know that. And those of you who are new to the show and listening on CRN, well, welcome, first of all. And we say the pledge for a couple of reasons. Number one, because when you get out of high school, you just stop saying it. You say it through elementary school, and you say it in junior high, and you say it in high school. And in college, I don't think you say it. I mean, I don't know what every college does. I know what my college did, and we didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance. And then you get out of college, or you hit the workforce, and you go to work, and you sit in traffic, and you get there, and you get your cup of coffee, and your boss says, hey, we have a meeting at 9:30, but first, we got to say the pledge. No, they don't say that. So we make sure we say it every single day. It's a salute to our flag. It's a salute to the men and women who serve this country. Every star and every stripe on that flag has a story. And the least we can do is salute that story by pledging allegiance to it every single day. If you have a recording of your son or your daughter or a Boy Scout troop, or a Girl Scout troop, or a 4-H club. Yes, I'm from New York, but I know what a 4-H club is. Send me that file, that WAV or MP3 or MP4 file. Send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you on as our Pledge of Allegiance of the day. Just let me know where you're from and the name of the group or the name of the person or the family, and we'll give you a shout-out. And there's not much cooler than a shout-out from the Rhino, that I can tell you. So, like I said, we have a new set of listeners today across CRN Digital Talk Radio. Welcome to all of you. This show is relatively a new show. It hasn't been on that long. We were on internet radio for a long time, and we did really, really well. People like the message. It's not about conservative or liberal here on this show. It's really not. It's more about the American patriot. It's more about what we have to go through on a daily basis to get by in life. And how every day our liberties are being stripped by a large government. And we need to stop that. We need to defend liberty. And I do it 1 hour at a time. That's how we do it. I've been where you are. I've been where a lot of you are. I've worked the 12-hour shift with the 6-hour overtime held over, no option to leave. I've worked for a minimum wage. I opened a business. It wasn't easy. Wrestling through just miles and miles of bureaucracy just to open a small business. I worked in law enforcement. I've done a lot. I've done a lot, and I've seen a lot of people who have made it and a lot of people who have just given up. But we're not going to give up here. We never, never give up on this show. It's so important that we don't. While other show hosts out there, some of the big guys out there, they do a great job and they spread a great message, but they're a little out of touch. With this show, there's no multi-million dollar contracts. Nothing like that. We're in touch. Every day I have to put food on my family's table. And it's not paid for by big sponsors or by Wall Street. It's not. It's paid by me doing what I have to do as an American to make sure my family eats. And I want to make sure you guys don't give up either. We're at a critical point in this country's future. We have a big decision to make. Is it going to be the same as it's been, or is it going to be different? A lot of people out there haven't chosen a real side yet. The side you choose could very well determine the course for your kids, your grandkids, everybody. This is not just 4 years. This election is going to determine the direction we go in for a long time. Do we continue to decline? Or do we rise up? Do we rise up like the foundation of the Freedom Tower after 9/11? What do we do? It's up to you guys. That's who it's up to. It's not up to me. It's not up to my contemporaries or political pundits who choose one side and then flock to the other. We've seen that recently, right? All these Never Trump people flocking to Hillary's side. These big conservatives, huge conservatives, they know better than you. But their guy didn't win. So they go and they tweet out things like hashtag I'm with her. Ooh. You know, I'm a big New York Mets fan. If you can't tell, I'm from New York. A lot of people can't tell that. Last year, the New York Mets lost in the World Series to the Kansas City Royals. Did I change who I rooted for this year? Did I say, to heck with it, I'm going to cheer for the Yankees? No, I wouldn't do that because I'm loyal. I have values. I've supported a team in the worst of times. I can certainly be there in, like, almost the best of times. So this show is about how we collect ourselves, how we come together and we rise up again. And I'm not saying make America great. I don't like these little lines. I don't like them. But Donald Trump has a point. He has a point. We're not the same country we were a long time ago. We're not the same country we were even 8 years ago. We've gone down a slippery slope. We've become the world's doormat. And it reminds me of a phrase coined in the 1770s. Don't tread on me. I won't get tread on. And you guys won't get tread on either. You won't get tread on either. Not if you listen to this show. We have the common sense. We're going to round it all out for you. There's no favorites here. It's all about Americanism, nationalism. That's what we're about here. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I do. We're going to take some calls at some point. Maybe today, maybe not, maybe tomorrow, if you guys will have me back. We'll do some calls tomorrow, maybe. Well, let's start off with this, with these nicknames, right? Over the weekend, the DNC unleashed nicknames, or a nickname for Donald Trump. They're calling him Dangerous Donald. I don't know. You know, Donald Trump gets away with these nicknames because he's Donald Trump. He kind of shoots from the hip. Not on Fifth Avenue, but he shoots from the hip. And Little Marco and Lion Ted and Crooked Hillary, these things are not names that went that he had to have people approve. He just one day got up on the stage and said, hey, Lion Ted. And it caught on. Well, the DNC, they came up with this name, Dangerous Donald, but, you know, there were some other names that the focus group didn't approve of. Some of those names were Poopy Head. That wasn't a good one. Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, Donald. No, they didn't like that one. And President-elect Trump didn't get good reviews either. So, They're going to stick with Dangerous Donald. All right. I'm not quite sure what's so dangerous about him. Maybe they ate the steaks. Maybe they didn't like the Trump steaks, and that didn't agree with them. Maybe they enrolled in Trump University. Who knows? But he's dangerous. He's not crooked like Hillary, but he's dangerous. Okay, I get it. Sort of. Then Donald Trump comes up with one for Senator Warren. Goofy Elizabeth. I mean, of all the names you could think of for Elizabeth Warren, Goofy Elizabeth, I don't know. I would have had so many better names for her. But we got to keep it clean. We got to keep it clean here on this show. That's one thing we do, too. We keep the show clean. If you guys are wondering, you can always go back and check out episodes of the Rhino Report from, I mean, way back in its beginnings, 7 months ago. You can go to Spreaker or iTunes or TuneIn or Podbean or Stitcher, or we're now on iHeart also, and look up the Rhino Report, R-Y-N-O, and you can subscribe to it or favorite it or poke it or whatever it is you do to a podcast. I'd appreciate that. There are some good episodes back there. One of my favorites is one called Hashtag New York Values. I think you guys will like that one. We also had Hashtag Simpleton Assault. That was also a very popular one. So go ahead and check those out. Let me know your feedback. You can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, or follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air, and I'll follow you back. Unless you're mean, in that case, well, no, maybe I won't. But we'll see you back in about a minute.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Do you drink really pure water? If you drink bottled water, you should know about the bottled water dirty little secrets. Plastic bottles come from oil products. The polycarbonate jugs contain bisphenol A, a synthetic estrogen that's raised health concerns. Bottled water dispensers quickly develop algae and bacteria and should be sanitized regularly. Have you ever cleaned your water dispenser? Are you ingesting algae and bacteria and synthetic estrogen? Here's the good news. Pure Water Science can replace that dirty, outdated bottled water cooler with a high-tech water purification system. The Pure Water Science system features a stainless steel tank that constantly monitors water quality. It guarantees your water is pure. It alerts you when service or filter changes are needed, and the multi-stage purification system removes organic and inorganic contaminants. The patented self-sanitizing feature eliminates algae and bacteria while it adds oxygen to your water, and it costs less than bottled water without the bottled water hassle. No more bottles to lift. Call now, 818-502-4191. Pure Water Science, 818-502-4191.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Elder inviting you to join me twice daily here on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Tune in to CRN 3 Reagan Radio Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern for my live three-hour show. And don't miss the replay of the show on CRN 1 starting at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Larry Elder Show, twice as good, two times daily, Monday through Friday on CRN. Find out more at crntalk.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. You know, before I get into some of this political stuff, I feel like for months, all we've been talking about is political stuff. And this started, over a year ago, when Ted Cruz announced his candidacy, what was it, like last February, or 15 months ago? But I gotta tell you what annoys me. Something really annoys me. So I'm going to the local convenience store this morning, and I want to get my cup of coffee, because that's what I drink. And it's easy. I go, I get my coffee, put some cream in it, no sugar, go and pay. That's the way it should be, right? Wrong. What happens is, you get people who are there who would buy lotto tickets, and they buy these tickets by, they come in with envelopes full of their lucky numbers. Numbers that are so lucky they win all the time, I guess. They're so lucky that they keep playing. And they spend like 5 minutes at the register buying lotto tickets. Now, I get it. Powerball was really high a couple days ago. Someone in New Jersey won. They haven't claimed a ticket yet. Everyone wonders where she is. She's getting a lawyer. That's where she is. But they know it's a she because the guy went back and looked at the camera and saw it was a female that went in and bought them. But they got to stop selling lotto tickets like before 9 a.m. Got to stop doing it. It backs up my whole day. Because every day the price of the coffee changes. One day it's $2.15, the next day it's $2.18, it's $2.19. You can't just throw the money down and walk out. They make it really difficult. So that's my little what would I change if I had to. Let's change that. No more lotto tickets before 9 a.m. That's it. All done. Rhino said so. So Donald Trump decides this weekend he's going to start his assault on Hillary. Now, we saw this back, 3 or 4 months ago, when he kind of went after Bill a little bit and Bill's infidelities. And he takes credit for Bernie Sanders getting a few percentage points in the polls at that point. But this weekend, he's in Spokane, Washington, and Eugene, Oregon. And he's starting to unleash, and he's going after Hillary, calling her nasty, mean. She's an enabler, and she's done everything in her power to suppress the women who have confronted or brought up sexual allegations against President Bill Clinton. Now, this is going to be as much of a play as any other topic in this upcoming election. This is huge, because you know Donald Trump is going to resurrect all these women. Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flowers, they're all going to be resurrected, and they're going to run commercial after commercial after commercial against Hillary with these women and what Hillary did to them after the allegations that they brought upon Bill. And of course, Hillary's fighting back. Her super PAC has bought a ton of ad space. I mean, I think something in the area of like $91 million, they bought that much ad space. And they're going to use this ad space to tell you what a bad person Donald Trump is. He hates women. And they'll probably pull the picture that he sent, you know, with Heidi Cruz and some tweets against Rosie O'Donnell, which who can blame him for that. But she's going to use a lot of this money to really go after Donald Trump. And it's important. The women's vote is very, very important. I mean, it's probably the most important vote. What everyone was saying last summer was, the Hispanic is going to be the important vote. And it is. Every demographic's important. But which one really becomes the most important? And it's women. It's because they make up a majority of the country. Now, only 53% of women voted for Barack Obama in 2012. That was lower than 2008. Don't know why that is. But that is not an insurmountable number for Donald Trump. If he can even out the vote and make it 50-50... he wins this thing. It's not even close. But he's going to have all these women lined up, and he's going to have them do nicely produced commercials, because that's what Donald Trump does. Everything is expensive and nice. And Hillary's going to fire back. She has this super PAC, Priorities USA. And, $91 million just spending on TV ads. Just this summer. Just leading up to August and September. So, this is going to be a fight, guys. It's going to be a fight between the two of them. Donald Trump, he doesn't hate women. He employs a lot of women. He employs high-powered women, making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's what he's going to go do. They run his companies. I mean, he has like 500 individual companies. And he has high-powered women making high-powered executive-level decisions. What has Hillary Clinton done for women? Not much. Really, not much. But she's going to try to go to the well. She's going to play the woman's card. We saw this coming a long time ago. She's already said it, you know, she's the first woman to be nominated by a major party in the United States, and she's correct. She's correct in saying that. Congratulations to her, I guess, are in order. I mean, she had a little help along the way. But we could all use a little help here and now, here and then, now and then, I guess is the term for it. But, I don't know, we'll talk about more about this in a little bit. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks on this side are fabulous. The seafood so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary. And the meatballs, the best in the West. North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's also affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, I want to talk a little bit more about Donald Trump, because we have to. That's what we're going to be talking about for the next 7 months. But I think maybe more than these games back and forth with nicknames and who loves women more, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg for Trump. He's going to hit Hillary with more than just that. That's going to be a big part of it. But he has yet to really break out the Benghazi card. The Benghazi card is going to play huge come, let's just say, late September into October. That's when I think he really takes it out and he shows his hand. This was big, folks. She did not answer a phone call at 3 a.m. that cost Americans lives. Can you trust her is what he's going to say. Can you trust her? If you have a son or daughter in the military, can you trust her when she won't answer the phone when Americans are under attack? This is where he's going to hit the military families, law enforcement families. It's big. She has a lot of skeletons. Now, Donald Trump, he's been vetted for 35 years. For 35 years, the media has done nothing but try and get under his skin. Try to find stuff on him. You know, when you make no money, nobody wants anything to do with you. But the minute you make a lot of money, now everybody wants to take it from you. they want to harm you in some fashion and knock you down a peg. Well, they've been trying to knock Donald Trump down a peg for 35 years. What's the most they can really point to? A couple of bad investments? I mean, couldn't have been too bad. The guy's a billionaire. But he's going to go after her with Benghazi. He mentions it here and there, coming and going, but he hasn't started to really dig into that yet. The new talk is, who will Donald Trump pick as a VP? Now, this could be an entire show, and I'm sure it will be at some point. But this weekend, Sarah Palin said she's not interested. Well, who asked you? She said she's not interested. She doesn't want to hurt the campaign. She wants to help. And in fact, she's going to help a guy named by the name of Paul Nealon. He is running against Speaker Ryan in a primary. And she's going to help him. She does not like Speaker Ryan. She thinks he's weak. And she's going to help this guy, Paul Nealon. I think that's where Sarah Palin, where she best fits into this movement, is going out and helping the small guy. Because that's kind of what she was. I mean, she was really just an unknown governor from Alaska, and I hate to say that, because it is one of our states, and she is an equal share of the 50 governors at one point. But she does really well on the grassroots level. She's become the face of the Tea Party, or the face of the American Patriot, if you will. But she never in a million years would have been on Donald Trump's ticket. Now, a lot of people out there want to say, well, he has to have someone like Rubio or Kasich or, you know, who knows? One of these establishment types. Maybe, I don't know, a Jeb Bush. Well, we know that's not going to happen now. The Bushes are on the Never Trump train. But I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. Donald Trump needs someone on his ticket that's even worse than him. That's what he needs. Or at least maybe his equal. When it comes to being disliked, that's why Ted Cruz makes such a great partner for him. If they can kiss and make up, which I don't think they can, The problem is, if you put a Kasich on a ticket with Trump, or Rubio, or someone of that ilk, the GOP establishment will waste no time in trying to impeach Donald Trump to get to the vice president. That's how they will usurp him. They'll find something. They'll find something, and they'll impeach him, and of course the left will be on board with this. It'll be a unanimous impeachment. So you gotta find someone that they don't want to get to. Like, oh, well, if we get rid of Trump, then we gotta deal with Jeff Sessions or Ted Cruz. That's even worse. They don't want to deal with them. Now, Sarah Palin would have fit into that mold. But at this point, she's kind of a retread when it comes to being VP. And that's not to disparage her in the least. I happen to like Sarah Palin. I like her more now than I did in 2008. I think a lot of people either went that way or the other way. Some people just dislike her a lot more than 2008. Me, I like her a little bit more. I think she's calmed down a little bit. Yeah, I know. That sounds a little weird. But she doesn't want to be VP. And that's, you know, we know Ben Carson is, he's on the selection committee for the VP. Hey, maybe him. I don't think so. I don't think two outsiders, but hey, you never know. Nothing else has been normal this cycle. What would make you think this was normal? Donald Trump also, he's got, he appointed, I guess, Chris Christie to his campaign or to his transition team. So if he were to win, I guess he's planning on winning. If he wins, then Chris Christie will head up the transition team. Like, Chris Christie has really ever been to the White House all that often. I don't know. But I guess now there's some talk about maybe the intelligence community. They're going to begin to share information with both of the candidates once they are officially selected by their party. And there's some talk that maybe information won't be shared that should be, because it could be used against the Obama administration and or Hillary Clinton. I think that's something to keep an eye on, too. And I think Donald Trump will make no bones about telling you he's not getting all the information. If anything, he's a straight shooter. If anything. Some of you may think he lies. I don't know. The Never Trump movement is taking a big hit. They're taking a huge hit. When you have people like Jeb Bush, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney joining the movement, it undermines the whole movement. The whole movement was started by people who consider themselves to be grassroots conservatives, who were tired of the Washington establishment, or the Washington cartel, if you want to use Ted Cruz's terminology. But this movement has taken a big, big hit. Now people who were big-time conservatives, big-time grassroots, now they got to stand shoulder to shoulder with Jeb Bush. Could be the worst thing for him. Could be the worst thing for that movement. We'll talk about that just a little bit more after the break. During the break, head over to Twitter. Give me a follow, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. Or shoot me an email, rhino@rwbnetwork.com. See you in a minute.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
The healthcare system, as we know it, immediately evokes the horror of monthly premium increases which far outpace wage growth. statistics about personal bankruptcies and ballooning national debt. While other nations rocket past the U.S. in life expectancy, we accept that growing old means taking ever more increasingly expensive prescription drugs just to stay alive. I'd like to remind you of another healthcare system, the one created in a far more perfect image than that given to us by crony capitalism and paternalistic politicians. It's the healthcare system built into your own body, and the exciting truth is that it works far better than you have been led to believe. Dr. Joel Wallach has done literally thousands of autopsies to determine the cause of diseases in many different species. The foundational discovery of his life's work is simple. Chronic disease is caused by poor nutrition. The answer to the healthcare system is your own health path. The solution to disease control? Give your body the nutrients it needs so you don't get a chronic disease. Find out more at truehealthpath.com. It just might change your life. That's truehealthpath.com.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. When we left to go to break, we were talking about the Never Trump movement. Hashtag Never Trump or Never Trump Republicans, whatever the hashtag is, you know. These are things we never would have spoke about like 10 years ago. Hashtag, what the heck is that? It's a button on the phone and we call it pound. But now we call it a hashtag. And the movement's taking a huge hit. They're taking a big hit. Now you have a guy like John McCain who you thought would be all over the Never Trump movement. Now he's saying, well, I could support Trump if he just apologizes for the things he said about soldiers being captured. So we're starting to see some of the establishment getting behind Trump. Now, that will benefit him a lot more than the establishment getting behind Never Trump. They're kind of like they're pushing and pulling forces. The Never Trump movement was fueled by these conservatives, these people that voted delegates out during state conventions. People that live, breathe, and die for the conservative cause. And great, great people. But at some point, you have to understand that your candidate lost. And he didn't just lose. He quit. He quit. That's it. Maybe you don't think Donald Trump is a big conservative, and you know what? You're right. He's not. He's a Republican. He's going to be the Republican nominee. Not the conservative party nominee. The Republican nominee. He doesn't have to be a big conservative. What was the last big conservative that was the Republican nominee? You can't name one. You'd have to go back a long time. Don't give me Ronald Reagan. I get it. Great guy. Great Republican. Transformed from liberal to Republican. Leaned conservative. Was not a huge conservative. So the Trump train or the Never Trump movement, I get it, mourn the loss. Lick your wounds and then realize what happens if you don't join Donald Trump. Realize what happens. Babies killed in the third trimester. Planned Parenthood whacking up babies and selling them for profit. Taxes through the roof. Another $20 trillion in debt. They will come take your guns. They will. Hillary Clinton supports a national gun buyback mandate. So I hope you can sleep at night knowing that your non-vote might have caused that. But at least you didn't vote for Trump, right? Take your time. Lick your wounds. Mourn it. But realize what could happen if you don't stand behind the nominee. There will not be a third party that comes out this year and wins. It won't happen. The only thing that can happen if a third party emerges is Hillary wins. That's the only thing that can happen. Do you want to regroup, put together a party for next time, 2020 or 2014? Great, do it. I'm with you. I'm there. But it can't happen by November. It just can't. The only thing that can happen is it can lead to a Hillary victory as long as she's not in handcuffs, which is still yet to be determined. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. Let's talk about this electoral college map that the University of Virginia Center for Politics put out. This is their first map that they've put out with a prediction using the electoral college for November. They have the Democratic candidate getting 347 electoral votes. They have zero toss-up states, and Republican candidate getting 191 electoral votes. Of course, you need 270 out of the 538 to be the president-elect. A couple of problems with this map. Number one, they have Florida blue. Never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Hillary Clinton will not win Florida. I think Marco Rubio will come by and he will support Donald Trump in some fashion or another. And if not, Donald Trump employs thousands of people in Florida. Hillary Clinton employs goose egg. None. They have Pennsylvania blue. Very possible. Except for the fact that union workers, especially in the Rust Belt, are lining up behind Trump. They are no longer supporting who their union bosses are supporting. They've seen that it hasn't worked. These union workers are getting furloughed 6, 10, 20 weeks at a time. And they look at it because their bosses are not providing enough work for them. Where's this money going? All their dues, where's it going? It's going to support these candidates that aren't helping them. They're not. So I think Pennsylvania probably, it's a toss-up. I don't know if it's red, but it's a toss-up right now. They have Ohio blue. John Kasich will fall in line with Donald Trump. He doesn't want to, but he's going to. Ohio goes red. You can mark my words. Ohio goes red. They also have Wisconsin and Michigan also blue. Probably. Probably Wisconsin. Michigan, I don't know. Again, you're looking at the union workers. Now, union workers' votes are a lot like votes from cops or firemen. If you can get one, you're going to get three. Because the families of those workers will vote with them. They'll say, hey, listen, I think if Donald Trump wins, I won't get furloughed. Or my job won't be shipped overseas due to a free trade agreement. So their husbands, their wives, their kids of age, parents, grandparents, they'll say, okay, well, as long as my son, daughter, granddaughter, grandson, whatever, spouse is employed, I'll vote for who they think will help them in employment. It's like cops. Cops are the same way. If you can get one cop to vote for you, you'll get three or four. They're a family, and they vote for the safety of their loved one. We'll get into that. Plus, we're going to talk about Connecticut, and maybe we'll get into, if we have time, we'll get into these bad commencement speakers. We'll see you back here in about a minute. Head over to Twitter. Give me a follow, at Rhino on Air. See you in a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is Jeff Carlisi from the Band 38 Special. Let us never forget that police lives matter.
The Republicans want to repeal it. You know, they actually, with a straight face, say that the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation on Wall Street. They actually say that. You know, I remember when... You know, I've supported my husband through all of his races in Arkansas. And I one of my favorite political ads of all time was a radio ad, rural Arkansas, where the announcer said, wouldn't it be great if somebody running for office said something, we could have an immediate reaction as to whether it was true or not? Well, we've trained this dog, and the dog... If it's not true, he's going to bark. And then the dog was barking on the radio. And so, you know, people were, like, barking at each other for days after that. I'm trying to figure out how we can do that with the Republicans. You know, we need to get that dog and follow them around. And every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation. Arf, you know? I think we could cut right through a lot of their... You know, their claims.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. Before the break, we were talking about this map that UVA, Center for Politics, put out. It's the first map of where they think, who they think will win in November. We were talking about Florida. Florida, I believe, I don't think any question here, goes red. Ohio's going to go red. This map has them both in blue. Pennsylvania, it's very possible. Very possible Pennsylvania goes red. New York, dark blue. Fine, I get that. The Democrat candidate will win New York. However, it's going to force that candidate, if it's Hillary, to spend an awful lot of money here in New York. And that's money she's not going to be able to spend in other places. And that could be the difference. That could be why Florida, Ohio, or Pennsylvania, or even Virginia go red. Now, this map has Virginia and their 13 electoral votes going blue. And I think that has to do something with the new law that Terry McAuliffe signed down there, saying that felons, ex-cons, can vote. That may have something to do with it, but that's still going to be determined whether or not that actually happens, because he has to sign it for each person, and it can't just be a blanket law. So we'll see what happens there. We have a lot of time to talk about this. Let's move on to Connecticut. Now, Connecticut was the state, I think it was 6 months ago or 8 months ago, that said if you are on the do not fly list, then they are going to restrict you from owning a gun, which they cannot do because they do not fly list. You do not go through due process to be put on that list, and you can't deny someone the right to purchase a firearm without due process. So they tried this, really hasn't worked. The governor keeps pushing for it, but now they're saying if there's a domestic assault, an alleged domestic assault, and someone has gone to seek a restraining order, then the person who the order is seeked against cannot buy a weapon either. Again, outside of due process. Now, should people who commit spousal abuse own weapons? No, absolutely not. But they should be adjudicated first, no? Before you take someone's right away? Shouldn't they have some sort of adjudication that says they can't own a firearm? Connecticut is like the first state to try all this stuff. It's the Constitution state. But they're always the first ones to try and, well, usurp the Constitution. Not good to be a politician in Connecticut. They all go to jail. Mayors go to jail. I mean, like, the last 9 Bridgeport mayors have gone to jail. Danbury, all of them. They all go to jail. Happens all the time. Routine for them. Highest tax state in the nation. Don't want you to have your constitutional rights, and their politicians go to jail. So take it for what it is. Let's talk a little bit here about, these are commencement speakers. These people are speaking at the commencement addresses for various colleges across the country. You lucky parents who get to sit there for hours on end and watch the students come in or the graduates come in. That can be tedious. I get it. You're very proud. I understand. But that can be a tedious process. I've sat through a few of those. Matt Damon, he's going to be giving the commencement at MIT. You also have Van Jones at Middlebury College. Then you also have Cory Booker at George Washington University and Spike Lee at Johns Hopkins. So if you have a student going to one of those, just forego it. Go get a steak dinner and have fun. So as always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all appreciate it. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. Hey guys, your host and your friend The Rhino here, and I gotta tell you about one of my favorite companies. And you guys know, I don't talk about companies unless I really believe in them, and I believe in Liberty HealthShare. There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people who are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying way too much for healthcare and getting way too little. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who want freedom from health insurance. Enjoy the advantages of living a healthy lifestyle, which results in keeping healthcare costs down. Americans are taking action by joining Liberty HealthShare and taking control of their health and healthcare costs. Administrative costs are kept low, and Liberty HealthShare shares an actual cost, not just projections. You choose your own doctor, you choose your own hospital, and live out your values with freedom. Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. So why wait? Join the movement. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.joinlhs.com or call 800-722-8041. That's www.joinlhs.com or call 800-722-8041. Do it today.